Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill.
I need to chill.
But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out some of your, summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul. Ease my soul.
got me going on my mind. Got me sitting here like damn, I wanna make it to be mine. They say half the things you say are just talk, but anyway, what you say to me, by the way, is there, looking at me like you wanna get out of here. Take me somewhere we ain't ever been. Take me there. I'm ready if you are, oh baby. I got no fear, no fear. I've been thinking I wanna get out of this party. See what you're like with me when it ain't crowded. We could be something and we both got options. But ooh, 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 I want you.
Hard work, This is Marvin Moore speaking. Hard work, you know, just being consistent, believing in each other, and just never giving up the fight and keeping the faith.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'm just sincere speaking. I agree with Marvin Moore. Definitely consistency and just keeping the faith and working hard and believing in yourself. You know what I'm saying? This business can be real tricky, but I know if you believe in yourself and you stay true to
absolutely right about that. And also, it helps to have a very strong team around you to make sure things are being run in the correct manner. I remember when you gentlemen started, man, social media was nowhere near the way it is now. Have you two become a customer? Have you adapted to the social media, using that as a tool, as a vehicle to promote your music? I guess we lost them. Oh, my goodness. We're having some technical difficulties, family. That's okay. That's okay. We will definitely get them back on. Again, the new hit single, On the Block, will be available tomorrow via iTunes, Amazon, and also Google Play. And to get all the latest updates, make sure that you stop by their official website. That's at www.ghettoandblues.com. Also, on Facebook, that's at facebook.com/theproduct, G-A-B, and Instagram. Yeah, you can get them on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/ghettoandblues. Yeah, we got Sincere. We got Marvin back on the line. There you are. We got you back, man.
Yeah.
We got you back.
Yeah, we got
you back, man. We got you back. Hey, man, I don't care how you get here as long as you get here when you can. So everything is straight. Everything is straight and copacetic. You know what I wanted to ask you as far as the social media is concerned, how has it been such a helpful tool for you to promote your music?
Well, and this is Marvin talking. In my experience, everything's instant, you know. You know, certain countries have barriers and you can't get certain websites, but for the most part, everything is instant. You can get a song in Japan, you know, in like 5 minutes or 5 seconds, should I say, via email. You know, back in the days when we first started, you know, you couldn't do that. You had to wait for the machine to move around and work its power. Now everything is right here in your hands. I mean, my kids can do that. You know what I mean? Just go zap the button and you're right there.
Yep.
Let me ask you, I know everybody, I know it's me as well. We're highly anticipating the new EP. What has you most excited about as far as the creative process, being in the studio, bringing some new music out to many people, many listeners out there who love your music, man? What has it been like for you?
It's been great. It's been an experience, you know. I mean, me and Marvin, we're the type of group that, you know, we're very abstract, you know. We can hit you with that R&B Latin. We can hit you with that hip-hop urban, hit you with that pop and still be in our element. And we never changed. We was like before our time. We didn't even know who Carlos Santana was when we did the song. We was before our time. And when we went in there, we freestyled the whole record. And it just took off, you know?
Had an opportunity to kind of sit back and see how the labels have shrunk tremendously. There's nowhere near the amount of record labels there used to be when you first started. And the amount of artists now that have the, I call it instant gratification, where you can make a YouTube video and you too can be a star. If you have, at any time, if you kind of sat back and thought, if you had those things at your disposal during that time, how much more, as far as from a monetary standpoint, as far as the brand is concerned, how more far-reaching the brand would have evolved internationally?
I mean, I think realistically, only God knows, you know, because those were the times at that time. And who knew that we were going to have Obama as a president, you know what I mean? So it's like evolution, you know what I mean? So it could have been, if we had that time, I mean, that platform then, we'll probably be already past where we are now. You know what I mean? So everything happens for a reason. You know, so that brings us full circle to where we are now. It's a blessing that it didn't happen then, and it's happening this way. So it's happening the right way for me and my brother, so we can come out the right way and be leaders and young men and, you know, entrepreneurs and singers the way we wanted to be, the way we always loved to do, the way we always wanted to do it. We always loved singing. We always wanted to put our hearts in it. We always wanted to take our families, but we just didn't know how. We was young. We didn't understand the business at first, but now we got it. We got a strong team, you know, and we got the right people around us, and here we are talking to you, you know, right now.
Exactly. Like you said before, it's always about, you know, that team. You have to have a real good team to survive in this game, because if you don't, then you could drown.
Absolutely, and I've seen a lot of artists do that. I mean, when you have a label throw an inordinate amount of money towards your way, money that you've never seen before growing up, and you're not thinking about reading, you know, as far as watching the loopholes, you know, reading the fine print, making sure that you have a lawyer to make sure no one is trying to take advantage of you. You're just saying, hey, man, I get an opportunity to do what I love. Now, knowing and understanding the business aspect of it, it helped you become a better artist, but also a better businessman. And I want to go from as far as a business, from a business sense, from you learning and understanding the business now, does it help you from a better creative standpoint? Meaning, well, you know what, I'm more relaxed now because now I know every I is dotted, every T is crossed.
Yes. I feel much better. I mean, back then, we just wanted to sing. That's all we want to do, is sing and have a good time and do shows. Now that we understand the business, we're more in tune and pursue these things in writing and, you know, getting these contracts and split sheets and all these things. I mean, it's a lot, man. You have to really know your game to survive in this game. You know what I mean?
It is, you know, before music, it is a business. Now, as far as globally, man, you have music is, as you said, you have so as far as accessibility via the internet, and you're able to reach people internationally without actually leaving your home or leaving your studio or leaving your city. You can promote your music. At the end of the day, globally, how would you like to promote the brand Ghetto and Blues?
That's a nice question. Go ahead, Hom, give it to him. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Yeah.
You heard the question?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
No problem. I'll repeat. It's not a problem.
That's technology right there. You know, because we're in a call interview. So, you know, it went out, so I didn't get the question. So, I'm sorry. Can you reiterate that, please?
Oh, it's not a problem. No, what I was saying was that now that you have a clear understanding of the business, how do you want to be able to use your brand to promote your brand internationally, especially now where the days when you started, you had to, you know, to visit different radio stations going from city to city, state to state, and now from the comfort of your home or from your recording studio, you can promote your music, your brand internationally. How far reaching do you want to promote your brand?
Everywhere. I mean, everywhere. No offense to the people who have, but there's a lot of have-nots. And I come from have-not. Our spoon was plastic. It wasn't silver. And this is why we call ourselves Ghetto and Blues. And we all strive to have something better. There's always a way out. There's always a ghetto in every country, every city that you go to in this world. We done been all over almost this whole globe. So to be able to reach people, to go see moms and pops, for people to know Maria, that I don't even understand what they're saying, but when I start to sing or sincere start to sing and to see the smiles on their face, that's genuine, wholehearted, because music is a universal language.
Right.
So to be able to see their smiles, just to see the, you know, I come from the church, so just to know the anointing that our voices do when we sing to the masses and the joy that we bring upon them, you know, it's a gift. It's a blessing. So why not? This is what was born to do. This is what God has put us here on this earth to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, for every boy and girl trying to be somebody, sorry, Sin, for every boy and girl trying to be somebody, for every mom and pop struggling, for every grandma trying to take care of their grandson or just trying to make sure they have a beautiful house, home, or show some rules and values, this is what we're here for. We are Ghetto and Blues. It's not just about the streets. It's about everything in life. Go ahead, Sin. Pardon me, baby.
Like, you know, when we travel to like Brazil and we travel to like Germany and all these places, and we see these people who love ghetto and blues, and they speak a different language than I do, and they see they like crying and hugging us, and we love you, please come back, we need real music again, and that's an honor for us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And social media is, and our brand is touching these people around the world. Who come from where we come from. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a blessing.
Absolutely. You know, I want to step back just a little bit on something you just mentioned about church. And church is predicated on faith. And everyone, for me personally, everyone's faith during any particular time in their life, their faith is tested. Do you remember at any segue in your time as far as your life where your faith was really, really tested as far as dealing with this industry, but you said, you know what, I'm going to stand on it like a rock, and we're going to survive?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, right now is that test, is that rock that we're standing on. You can't run from who you are, you know, and, you know, we're fathers. We done put in all different type of things from 9 to 5, whatever you had to do to survive, to take care of yours, you know, to take care of your home. And here we are, like, God kept us in Germany. God kept us in Europe. God kept us in Brazil doing these songs with people.
God kept us together.
Yeah. So here we are now talking to you on this platform because we refuse to say die. We refuse to not give up our faith, you know, and God had his hands on us and kept us under his wings the whole time, even when we didn't see it and want to believe it. When we gave up on ourselves maybe for a minute. But that's what ghetto and blues about, corruption, poverty, struggle, and triumph. So that's why we live today doing what we do and loving what we do. Right now, even talking to you right now, us doing this interview, this is fresh for us because here we are again, not to say with a second chance, but you don't even get a first chance in this business. So you got to have faith. And without faith, what do you have? You know what I mean? Because you ain't got nothing else to stand on. That's our rock right now, this interview. This is part of our rock, and we're building it, our foundation. So I appreciate that question right there, bro.
Well, my pleasure, man. I remember my dad told me a long time ago, he said, if you don't ever fall down, how are you going to ever know what it's like to get back up, man? So I think it's definitely. Yes, sir.
No, that's me. You know what? Like, you know, that's ghetto and blues, you know, like, we just come from the, you know, we it's always smiles, there's always laughs, there's always jokes because you need happiness. But that balance of that pain and the struggle, you know, without no struggle, there's no progress, you know. So, you know, we always need that. And that's when Oh No came out. So when you hear that, you know, that's just that, that's G&B, that's just them boys, that's where they go, you know what I mean?
No, it's interesting, man. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people that have never had to, had an opportunity to experience what it's like to be poor or to live in poverty, man, it makes you humble. It gives you a strong work ethic, and it also makes you appreciate the things that you have. What have you found so appreciative as far as being able now, here we are in 2016, and still being able to do the things that you love to do in this music industry?
Wow. We're just happy to be alive. I mean, where we come from, people are dying every day, you know what I'm saying? And that's what me and Money Hall, that's how we even started this group a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? I came from one side of the town. He came from another side of the town. And both sides did not get along, you know what I'm saying? They was like killing each other. And we decided to form the group and bonded that, you know what I'm saying? And like my brother said, it's ghetto and blues, man. It's ghetto and blues.
And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. What the teddy bear does forgive you. We'll be enjoying this evening. Yes, Lord. We'll be enjoying this evening. 3x3-time Grammy Award winner. It's Ghetto and Blues, of course. Sincere and Marvin. And man, this electrifying new track, On the Block, featuring my man, Mano. How did you guys put this together and get Mano involved in the project?
Well, we was working, Sincere speaking, we was working with Jerry Wonder. We still working with Jerry Wonder. And we went in there and told me, hey, look, man, we need, right now, there's a lot of gun violence and police brutality. We need, somebody need to talk about this, man. Like, somebody need to really be to the forefront in music. You know what I'm saying? Usually some artists are scared to kind of touch certain things, but, you know, Ghetto and Blues, we not, you know. And when we got in the studio, he was like, yo, you know who'd be good with, for this record? Mano. And I was like, yeah, that's perfect. Well, let's go get this guy. And he came in and blessed the record. And that's it, On the Block. You know, these things happen on the block.
Yeah, this was like kind of like how Maria was formed. It was more or less a vibe. Yeah. You know, the music was already set. We walked into Platinum. And he was like, yo, you know, talk about the block. And, you know, not to say we from the block and we be on the block every day, but, you know, this is our environment. So, you know, you got kids running around, don't know where their father's at. You got single moms working, they nurses' age, or they, you know, they're going to school, or, you know, hell, some of them stripping. You know what I mean?
So service, don't give them no service.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They barely coming in, barely make a plate. You know what I mean? So sometimes they might order McDonald's something. So, you know, it's just a lack of in the community. So we just talked about a little bit of where we come from, but show a positive light where we still make it happen. We survive in the ghetto. This is what the ghetto's about. It ain't always about the money, but it's about how you survive without nothing and still find a way to stay happy. You know what I mean? Out here on the block.
It's an awareness. You know what I'm saying?
I said, you know what? I know these brothers are back. I said, as soon as I found out that you have Angie in your corner, I said, Lord have mercy, man. I said, that's my Cleopatra Jones, man. She takes no prisoners,
yeah,
man.
Shout out to Angie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So without further ado, let's get into it. Here's the new hit single, of course, from Ghetto and Blues, Sincere and Marvin with On the Block, featuring Mano, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Israel. Ghetto and Blues. Wonder Music.
Kids running around, don't know where their daddy's at. But you're out here on the block. Mama coming home late, barely making a plate. But you're out here on the block. When you're short $200 and a first on Monday, on the block, the block, the block, the block.
I'm in the middle of the block. No hope, no feeling on the block. Police still sitting on the block. One night, two killings on the block. Tell me why the pain don't stop. Black boys getting killed by the cops. No choice, sell drugs, we drop. And a finisher fail on box. Mama can't cope no more, cause my daddy ain't home no more. Class, no school no more. On the block where I sold that raw. Father God, now I beg for forgiveness. We were so hungry, we needed some dinner. Started off good, then we turned into sinners. Placed at the table, I broke bread with killers. Why they left me on the block? Somebody get me off the block. But they get me on the block. Damn, you're out here on the block.
Kids running around, don't know where their daddy's at. When you're out here on the block. Mama coming home late, barely making a plate. And you're out here on the block. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Sirens, where I'm from, there's always violence. I'm trying to get up out of mountains. Moms and parents, feeling it's changed.
with you. My head is keeping a grim or two. Even this life that we're bound, trying to get over with now. You're out here on the block, on the block. Kids running around, don't know where their daddy's at. Mama coming home late, barely making a plate. When you're out here on the block, chasing the money, chasing the money. Oh, yeah, oh, no, no, oh.
Every day.
Appreciate it. Got a one, baby.
Absolutely, Ghetto and Blues, Sincere and Marvin. Lord have mercy, God bless, man, and continued success.
Thank you, man.
All right.
You stay safe, man.
Absolutely, man, is definitely a beautiful thing, man. And again, family, the new hit single is available, actually be officially available tomorrow via iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by their official website. That's at ghettoandblues.com. You can also catch up with them on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/ghettoandblues. And also on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/theproductGNB. Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. Let's get into some more, of course, Ghetto and Blues with the new hit single, All the Way Back, of course, from Jeanette Claudette. And before that, Must Be Crazy, but I'm feeling the new single so much. I'm definitely feeling the new single. So we're just going to rewind and we're going to get into it some more, of course, with Ghetto and Blues on the block featuring Mano in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Israel. Ghetto and Blues. Wonder Music.
Kids running around, don't know where their daddy's at. But you're out here on the block. Mama coming home late, barely making a plate. You're out here on the block. When you short $200 and the first show Monday on the block, the block, the block, the block, the block. Oh, 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 yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm in the middle of the block. No hope, no feeling on the block. Police still sitting on the block. One night, two killings on the block. Tell me why the pain don't stop. Black boys getting killed by the cops. No choice, sell drugs, we drop. And a finisher fell on box. Mama can't cope no more. Cause my daddy ain't home no more. Class, no school no more. On the block where I sold that raw. Father God, now I beg for forgiveness. We were so hungry, we needed some dinner. Started off good, then we turned into sinners. Place at the table, I broke bread with killers. Why they left me on the block? Somebody get me off the block. But they get me on the block. Damn,
you're out here on the block, block, block. Kids running around, don't know where their daddy's at. When you're out here on the block, block. Mama coming home late, barely making a plate. And you're out here on the block, 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 block. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Oh. Sirens, where I'm from, there's always violence. I'm trying to get up out of mountains. On the side of your mind is keeping a grim or two. Living this life that we're bound, trying to get up and we're down. You're out here on the block, on the block. Kids running around, don't know where their daddy's at. When you're out here on the block, running around. Mama coming home late, barely making a plate. When you're out here on the block, chasing the money.
Oh,
no, no.
I'm here.
Oh,
that's what you need.
Computer screen at 3 a.m, paying some bills, and you come across my mind real heavy, and I want to reach out to you, you know, say something funny, just say hello. I'd really like to call you, but it's late, so I think I'll send you an email that you can pick up in the morning. And I know I haven't seen you in a long time, but that doesn't mean my feelings aren't strong. And sometimes it seems we just go along from day to day, not saying the things we should say. But right here, right now, for me today, I want you to know that, girl, I've been missing you.
It's been
Yeah. Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System, and you're listening to LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the Quiet Storm. And just like Goldilocks said in the fable of the three bears, this one's just right. So stay tuned, the number one teddy bear, right here on LOTL Radio.
Sure to pick up the new hit single On the Block featuring may know, it'll be officially available tomorrow via iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. And again, all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by their official website. That's at www.ghettoandblues.com. You can also catch up with them on Instagram and also on Facebook. Facebook, the magic handle, facebook.com/theproductGNB. And on Instagram, that's at instagram.com/ghettoandblues. Lord have mercy. You want our music shaken but never stirred. From Istanbul to Paula Abdul, if it's soulful, we gonna play it for you. And speaking of soulful, here's the latest from Men at Large, their new hit single, Date Night, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Hi, This is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
Thank you.
also a very talented Greg Banks, closer to you, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. And speaking of closer to you, would you join the Teddy Bear tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific, as we welcome the captivating, Lord have mercy, the captivating Miss Claudia Jordan from the hit television show TV One, The Next 15. Really looking forward to having that very talented lady on the show. And remember, family, to get all the latest, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And while you're there, hey, get lost, get enthused, and Blueprint Music, 24-hour, non-stop, continuous music. You ask for it, we shall give it to you. I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill that need with Kim Waters. Yes, Lord. Fantastic album, Silver Soul, featuring, how about Zendaya? Fireflies, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Change your heart. everything back. Wait a minute, got ahead of myself. Girl, I know we're both with somebody else. But girl, when I look at you, I can't help but wonder. Not that it means so much, but I just got to know. Does this touch replace my touch? And baby, you can tell the truth.
Tell the
when
truth.
He's loving you,
loving
does
you.
It give you that same rush? When you get it in.
Trench coat.
Take exit Eddy Road, then make a hard left. I never second guess my intention. It's been a long time. He wants what's under my trench coat. Good evening, Rose. Would you please hold the phone? No, I'll keep my coat since the lobby's quite cold. Sure, it's light with a laugh and a ride. She paces his line, and I pray he has time. Handsome and bold, he walks through the threshold. A smile he knows and keeps himself composed. Rose is dismissed, no one else that I miss. Finally, we are alone. He leads me to the day, kisses me on my neck. As for what happens next, make an educated guess. It's been a long time. He wants what's under my trench coat. Himself and both.